It's amusing to me, and amusing to anybody else, how slowly we learn. Now, it's a known fact, and it's an unfortunately known fact, and it's a fact that's unfortunately known, but it's not necessarily a fact just because it's known. But it is known that as we age, our ability to remember and learn is decreased. And some people love to get attention. And so as our attention span decreases, as our desire to learn or our ability to learn decreases, we think that that's the case. Well, Charlie, what is it that we do not lose? We lose short-term what?
Memory.
What happens to long-term memory?
Oh, that's always there.
That's always there. Now, did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
So, when you're a child, you should learn many wonderful things so that it's your long-term memory and it's yours forever. And when it's yours forever, then use it. Now, Ellen was telling us at the table here that her little dog is a pig and should be called Miss Piggy or Babe or something like that. But he likes to eat anything he can get into his mouth. And, of course, Ellen is not very observant because Ellen has seen her little tiny dog, her mini pin, go out and catch a rabbit about half its size, take that rabbit in its mouth, and dig a hole and put it in the hole while the rabbit's still alive, and then kill the rabbit as he's putting it in the hole, and then finish covering it over. Now, why doesn't Little Love eat the rabbit? If Little Love is just after food, he's after attention. So, Ellen, you should have a little box of balls here that you give to Little Love whenever he's running around, rather than food. And have everyone a little ball that they can give to him, and maybe put some peanut butter on the ball or some other thing, but change the attention. Whenever I'm walking with Rex and he is distracted, I will stop walking and I'll take a stick and I will kneel down on the edge of the path and I will draw some circles with a stick and I will play with the stick, and he, out of curiosity, will come over to see what I'm doing. Now, I might call him with all my heart and he wouldn't come. But if I start playing with something looking interesting, he'll come over and check me out. And he'll let me catch him. He'll let me hold him. But you see, we, with long-term memory, should certainly have learned that we don't have to be the loser. We can use our long-term memory to guide us through our life in very wonderful ways. The fact that you don't remember who's the president this year is totally unimportant. That's a short-term memory thing. And it's a short-term president, too. You know. And you don't need to remember all those things. Now, do you remember where you put your earrings? Who cares? Go buy another pair. You can afford them, you know? And say, but I don't like to misplace things. They'll show up. Just wait. When you don't need them, they'll show up, you know? And you see, what did I just say? That's a long-term memory idea that if you don't need them, they'll show up, remember?
Mm-hmm.
See, those are all long-term memory things, and we should learn to take advantage of our brilliance of having a long-term memory and let that be a guide to us so that it guides us in whatever we want to do and however we want to live and however we want to express ourselves. But I've been dealing a lot with older people lately. I haven't the vaguest idea why I'm doing that, but I'm dealing a lot with older people lately, and they are pretending to be stupid. They're pretending not to remember. They're pretending not to know what's going on in the current moment, and that's the foolish, most foolish thing in the world, because they remember very, very well. They remember very, very well all the long-term things. And short-term things, plus that comes and goes, you know. Do you remember the license plate on your car? Do you remember what model car you have? Do you remember the serial number on your car? You know, if you had learned it when you were a child, you'd remember it. But you don't remember it now because it no longer has your interest. And you have no longer disciplined yourself to do it. Now, to kill all of this and to kill all of you, science has just come up and said, our short-term memory is just as strong at an old age as long-term memory. Our short-term memory is just as effective and just as active and available to us as long-term memory when we're older. When you train yourself to have an active brain, your long-term memory and short-term memory are equal. When you start playing chess when you're older, when you start playing Scrabble, when you start doing crossword puzzles, when you keep your mind alert and alive, if you'd be like a stupid child riding in the car, look, there's a green car, there's a red car, there's a blue car, that car license number is 4723291, that car license is 4, and look at that, let's count the street signs, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, on the way to wherever we were going, there were 700 street signs, and how many telephone poles? Well, you were counting the telephone poles, there were 3,000 telephone poles. How come 3,000? I counted the ones in the backyard, too, the front yard and the backyard, on both sides of the street. You know, I'm not dumb. And child games are always games of intelligence, of sparkling their mind, of sparkling their wisdom, of sparkling the genius that's within them. And people who are older have a tendency to be bored with life. They're bored with the children's games. They're bored with the sparkling games that encourage the mind to be active and alive and excited about things. And it's silly. No. We all know a man named Charlie, and Charlie is one of the biggest prevaricators that you could ever imagine, and that means a liar. Charlie says he goes to choir because he likes to sing. Well, Charlie doesn't go to choir because he likes to sing. Charlie goes to choir because he likes to be surrounded by all the women in the choir. And he likes to be the only male voice of any prominence or dominance in there. And so whether he sings on-key, off-key, tune or not, they love him because he's the man in the choir.
Yeah.
And they think that he is just the greatest.
Yeah.
Well, all Charlie has to do is open his mouth and out comes wisdom, out comes humor, out comes joy, out comes harmony. And those women just eat him up. And by the time he comes home from choir in the evening, it's quite late, and he is so bubbly over. He is vital, dynamic, alive. He's vital, dynamic, alive. He is youthful. He is filled with energy and enthusiasm. And you wouldn't know that he was 120 years old. You just have no idea, because he is living as a young buck. And he's got all these stags, and that stag's a buck too, and then he's got all these does around him in the choir, you know, and just totally enjoying them. Now, is that bad? That's a way to stay young, isn't it?
Mm.
Now, is he going to have sex with these girls? No, no way. But the thing is, it doesn't.
That's a good idea.
But it doesn't matter whether he is or he isn't. What matters is that he has this young, vital attitude about him. And if relationships happen to come out of this too, then bless his heart. And it depends on what his attitude is about himself. Now, old age does not mean that you stop living. Old age does not mean that you stop having a very active, vital, dynamic, alive brain and life in you. It means it's time for you to rethink. Not to take what society says. You're 70 years old, you're 80 years old, you're 90 years old, you're 100 years old, my God, you're 100 years old and you're still working in your garden. Well, my God, what? Why not? Why not? But that's what society says. Society says, you're too old to do those things. Society should never say that. Society should say of its young people, you're not too young to learn. You're not too old to learn. You're not too young to enjoy happiness. You're not too old to enjoy happiness. We always have the picture of retirement homes and homes where people go to die. And what a silly thing to do. There's articles in the AARP magazine, and in there they say, one of the greatest blessings for older people is when they are living next door to a children's home, or when they are offering their talents to helping in a children's home or in a children's activity, because it sparkles them and makes them young again. And the children around grandparents keep them young and keep them dynamic, because the grandparents don't have time to think that way. It's the mothers and fathers that make a mess of it, because the mother and father say, now treat your granny all with love. Remember now, they're old. Now they're old. Remember now. Remember, you got to respect them because they're old. Well, no, you don't have to respect them for them old. I would never want to respect anybody because they're old. I want to respect somebody because I respect myself. And I want to respect somebody because what they do is respectable. Mm-hmm. Now, if grandma wets on the floor because she's incontinent, I don't want to respect that. I want to say, Grandma, you wet on the floor. Oh, did you notice? I'm sorry. Oh, Grandma, no problem. My brother wets on the floor too, you know. He's 1 year old, you know. And yeah, but I'm 90 years old. Well, Grandma, that's okay. Grandma, don't they have a diaper for grandmas too? Yes, they do. Well, Grandma, why don't you wear a diaper then? My little brother has to wear a diaper. And we don't say my little brother is terrible because he's wearing a diaper, you know. And Grandma says, my God, you're a smart little kid, you know. Where'd you learn to be so smart? He says, Grandma, I love you. And when I love you, I guess I'm smart. And I love my little brother, even then when he wets on the floor. And I have to wipe it up. But I don't care. I don't care. I still love him. And I still love you, Grandma. And Grandma gets the kid and gives him a great big hug and says, yes, it's time for me to wake up too. And what happens when Grandma is incontinent and she's having problems? We go out and buy her a pillow. And she puts that pillow between her legs, and she squeezes that pillow 8 or 10 times a day, and pretty soon that incontinence, which means the lack of control of her sphincter muscles, is regained. Now, why don't people do that? Because they don't want to bother exercising. They don't want to bother. I'm getting old. I don't want to exercise my sphincter muscles. I'm going to prepare myself for sex. Well, that's not a bad idea either, you know. But prepare yourself for having a functioning body. And sex is not just for procreation. If sex were for procreation, and you have a family of 2 children or 10 children, how many relationships did it take between your mother and father to get those 10 kids? Well, it took 10 relationships. But what about all the other trial and error times? Well, that wasn't trial and error. That was just fun times. Oh, then sex is a fun thing too. That's interesting. So in other words, we should think of sex as something for creating children and something for a fun thing. Now, society says the rule is that you must have sex with only certain people. Well, go to a society that will allow you to have sex with the people you want to have with, you know. And if you don't like the relationships that the society demands of you here, then change the rules. Mm-hmm. Change the rules. Or, what makes you so impressed with violating the rules? Why do you have to do it your way? Why can't you do it the way society calls for? Instead of fighting it, flow with it. And who knows, you may find it beautiful. Become a Mormon, you know. Mm-hmm. Become Islam, you know. Quakers do not have more than one wife. And that's what I'm talking about right now. Now, if you want to bring in a Quaker here, then you got a whole different story.
Muslims.
Hmm?
Muslims.
Muslim, yeah. Islam, Muslim. Okay, so we do not have to be old because we're old. Charlie is telling us another lie. He is telling us that his dog, his little Shotzi, you know, it's the name, Shotzi Lover, is 15 years old. Now multiply 15 times 7, and what do you have, Heinz?
105.
He is 105 years old. You have an old, old dog in your house.
And he still chases the young females.
There you go. And he's still chasing the young bitches.
Even
and
if he can't do anything because he's been fixed.
But
he doesn't know it.
He doesn't know it. He would if he could. But the thing is, 105. And does he have crutches? Does he have a walker? Does he have to have special treatment? Does he need special food? All that he can get, you know. Does he like to have treats? All that he can get. Does he like to have love? All that he can get. Does he like to be petted and handled? All that he can get. Does he like to travel in the car? In his own way. But the thing is, you see, we stop acting. Now, if you look at Shotzi, Ellen, and you didn't know the facts, you would say Shotzi was maybe 4 or 5 years old, you know, maybe 3 or 4, you know. And why would you say that? Because that's the way he acts. Mm-hmm. And why does he act that way? Because that's the way he feels. And why does he feel that way? Because that's the way he is. Now, you too can do that. Mm. Now, Dorothea was a young spring chicken just clucking away around here, just having a great old time, until she found Charlie. And when she found Charlie, she found someone who would take care of her, someone who would watch after her, someone who would take care of all of the things that she needed, and she didn't have to do it. She didn't have to drive her car anymore. She didn't have to get up and take care of herself. She could stay in bed all day, or she could sit around in her pajamas, and Charlie wouldn't care, you know? And that's not what you do. Charlie, when you have children in your family, you don't let them come to the table in their pajamas. You know, when you have children in your family, you don't let them do things that are not showing that they are alive, alert, and full of life. You require that. And this is what we want to require of Dorothea. That's what we required of her when she was here. Dorothea, get out of your chair. Get your walker and push it around if you must. Walk, 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 Dorothea. Let's see some life in that old bones of yours there. Let's get going, going, going. And it takes a lot of activity by somebody, usually me. And if you don't do that, then you might as well roll up your tent and go away. And this is what we all do. We think that just because we're older, we don't have to act like when we're younger. And how do we have to act when we're younger? We must follow the rules, or our mommy's going to give us a paddling. We must follow the rules, or daddy's going to give us a strap. Yeah? We must follow the rules. Follow the rules. And we follow the rules all of our life. That's called discipline. And when we have self-discipline, we can accomplish anything we want in life. And we know a lot of beautiful self-disciplined people. Dodie is a beautiful self-disciplined person. Charlie is a beautiful self-disciplined person, although rather young. But that's the way it is, you know. And we are rather well-disciplined persons. We've been trained by our pets. So, have a lovely day, have a lovely morning, and remember that your dog is a better pet trainer than you are. You are a people trainer. So when you train yourself to do what you know is right, life is wonderful, and your pets will behave. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you. Nobody told me this thing turned the wrong way.